CFAX Victoria,
an iHeart Radio station. If it's happening,
it's here.
CFAX 1070.
This is Victoria at Noon on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. This is Victoria at Noon for this Wednesday, April 24th. Victoria Police Chief Del Manick admits the criminal justice system is not perfect after an accused carjacker was released only to do it again and cause mayhem in Victoria the very next day.
We have to work within the court system. It's imperfect. We continue to work with our justice partners and the criminal justice system in making sure that there is a deterrence and there are consequences for people that are causing harm in our community.
Victoria Police say they needed to release the accused the first time because of Supreme Court direction to release unless certain conditions are met. The suspect was held in custody after the following carjacking on Monday, the second in 2 days, where somebody pushed a woman out of the way in the 1000 block of Johnson Street and stole her car, causing several other collisions before eventually being arrested. Manick says he's grateful nobody was injured in the two events. Meanwhile, Chief Manick tells CFAX his door is open for school trustees to talk about changes to the police school liaison program. The chief is disappointed in a decision by the school board not to reinstate the program. Manick told Al Farabee nobody from the Greater Victoria School Board has reached out to talk to him about it. He's willing to make changes to the program.
I think we need to meet these concerns head on. And honestly, the program, if it's identified as being imperfect, instead of removing it altogether, let's work together to address what those concerns are and improve it with an eye on building trust and mutual understanding.
Manick says he will be part of a group from the Victoria Esquimalt Police Board meeting with trustees this month. And meanwhile, police in Victoria are warning motorists of possible delays and disruptions because of a couple of events around the city, as two of them coming together on Sunday. Victoria Police say the TC10K and the Khalsa Day Parade will both be taking place Sunday, and road closures are expected from both events. The TC10K is slated to close the race route in downtown Victoria, parts of Fairfield and James Bay from 7:30 in the morning until noon, and then the Khalsa Day Parade will lead to closures from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the Burnside Gorge neighborhood. Police say officers and monitoring cameras will be deployed at both locations to maintain public safety. Island Health wants you to keep your immunizations up to date, especially for measles. It is National Immunization Awareness Week, and the health authority says 95% of a population must be immunized to prevent outbreaks, which is why ensuring immunizations are up to date is so important. Measles is the top concern right now in Canada, with 50 active cases across the country. Island Health says the virus can spread through the air and can remain in a room for several hours after the infected person has left. In national news, the United States wants to ban TikTok, a move Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he won't comment on. But when it comes to the social media app, Trudeau says Canadian safety must come first.
Canada will continue to look very closely at how we can make sure we're keeping Canadians safe while making sure we're taking advantage of great technologies that spur innovation and opportunity for people right across the country.
Western governments have expressed concern that the popular platform owned by China-based ByteDance could put sensitive data in the hands of China's government or be used as a tool to further misinform. And the United States is moving towards making China divest of the platform in the United States. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Trudeau was speaking in Oakville, Ontario, where he was standing with his housing minister touting measures in last week's federal budget aimed at boosting the housing supply. Trudeau says the Liberal plan to make more public lands available for home construction will help make more homes and make them more affordable.
Canadians need homes they can afford. This is one of the most urgent issues that people are facing. And we made a promise to Canadians that we were going to solve this housing crisis, and using public lands to build more homes is a big part of our plan.
The federal government has said it's assessing several Canada Post and National Defense properties for housing development potential. It's hoping to build near the 3.9 million new homes across Canada by 2031. Mother Nature delivered a typical spring day in Ottawa today with light drizzle, near freezing temperatures, and thousands of grams of plastic. Reporter Mia Rabson explains.
More than 1,000 government negotiators are in Ottawa this week trying to move closer to a global treaty to end plastic waste. Australia's Mindaroo Foundation is trying to hammer home just how bad the plastics problem has become with a new plastics forecast. It tells people attending the talks not only whether to expect rain or sunshine, but also how many microscopic particles of plastic will fall over the city every day. Mindaroo says today more than 1,000 kilograms of plastic will fall on the city, where it will end up in our water, our food, and our lungs. Mia Rabson, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The Bank of Canada is offering more details about its discussions on rate cutting and its timing.
The central bank released its summary of deliberations, which detail the Governing Council's discussions ahead of its most recent decision. The bank held its key interest rate steady at 5%, but members of the Governing Council were split on how long to wait before lowering it. The summary says some members felt the central bank should take its time before cutting interest rates, given the Canadian economy's strong performance as well as ongoing inflationary risks. Meanwhile, other members emphasized the progress made on inflation and were concerned about keeping interest rates high for too long. Economists widely expect the Bank of Canada to begin lowering its policy rate in June or July. Nujood Amelis, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed into law a $95 billion war aid measure that includes assistance for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other allies. Biden says the bill also significantly boosts humanitarian aid for the people of Gaza.
This bill includes $1 billion for additional humanitarian aid in Gaza. We're going to immediately secure that aid and surge it, including food, medical supplies, clean water. And Israel must make sure all this aid reaches the Palestinians in Gaza without delay.
Meanwhile, U.S. officials say Ukraine has used long-range ballistic missiles secretly provided by the U.S.
The officials say the Ukrainians used the missiles known as ATACMS last week on a Russian military airfield in Crimea and another occupied location overnight. Kyiv had pleaded for the long-range missiles, which nearly double the striking distance they had with the mid-range version the U.S. provided last year. The Biden administration secretly provided the long-range ATACMS last month. The delivery was so secret, lawmakers and others have recently been demanding the U.S. send the weapons to help against a Russian onslaught, not knowing the ATACMS were already in Ukraine. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
CFAX News Time is 12:09. Over to CFAX 1070 weather now. Well, a little drizzly today. It's going to continue to be a chance of showers. For the rest of today, we will see wind off the Juan de Fuca Strait and highs of 12 degrees. Then tonight, some rain should really kick up in earnest overnight, with windy conditions continuing and lows down to 7 degrees. That rain will last through tomorrow before it starts to turn to just a chance of showers for Friday. And then it looks like rain on and off through the weekend. So kind of a drizzly few days in store right now around the region. For the folks of Brentwood Bay, you're looking at 10 degrees right now. And if you're in Langford, it is 9 degrees.